Bishop. Open the hatch.
Open the hatch? Yes. Spaghetti? Hold her! Stop her from opening the hatch!
The makers of Jungle Oats and Black Cat Peanut Butter bring you the incredible adventures of the most amazing man of our time, Jet Jungle, and his black leopard, Jupiter. A fantastic pair who fearlessly fight evil wherever they find it. Tonight, Project Far Star.
When the world's in trouble,
Jungle talk from one of the kings of the jungle. He's got a healthy roar because he eats a good meal every day. It's the same with you growing youngsters. Get into good eating habits every day and you're roaring to go.
I'm swimming in the morning, riding in the afternoon, and at the weekend I'm going on a fishing camp with Dad.
That's jungle talk. With Jungle Oats for breakfast every day, you're getting all the natural goodness of golden sun-ripened oats. With nourishing Jungle Oats for breakfast every day, you're ready to take on anything. Jungle Oats, South Africa's champion energy breakfast.
Has she gone mad?
Hold her! No, I've been commanded to open the hatch, to let them in, to let the astral beings in. You cannot stop me. You must not stop me. You...
You know what I am thinking.
Exactly what I'm thinking, Spaghetti. You told me about the time that you and Jet watched her, as though someone were trying to get at her and to her in her dream. I think the astral beings are trying to command her to work against us.
See, hey, get us some water, Sam.
Right. Dr. Kett, shall I let her drink?
No. Throw it in her face. That's what I wanted it for.
All right.
Kett, and Dr. Kett, listen to us. You are in trouble. And we are thinking we know what it is. Now we are tying you down to this chair. We are strapping you in.
Yes, you must. Otherwise the voices come to me and I must obey it. Hurry, Spaghetti. Dr. Kett? Tell us what it is.
Do not talk to them.
Dr. Kett? I don't know what you're talking about.
You are not to talk to them, Dr. Kett. We still have use for you, even though you failed to help us this time. Tell them nothing.
Hey, Doctor?
Yes?
You said a voice comes to you. What kind of voice? The voice that was on the first recording we took, huh? When that little woman, Kett, contacted us. That voice.
I don't know what you're talking about. I know what happened, Spaghetti, and so do you. She's been got at it again. Would you mind telling me what's going on?
All we can tell you, Doctor, is that for your own sake, you are going to stay in the chair until Jet gets here.
Why? What have I done? Well, for one thing, you caused the death of those astronauts.
Sam?
It's true, Spaghetti. I saw the warning button flashing on the docking abort and reject panel. She did it. And she leaned forward and cut the warning light off. I saw her do it. The system button was in front of her.
I did that? You must be out of your mind.
No, it's true. You did it while something, one of the astral beings, was ordering you to do it.
I wouldn't.
Do not discuss it with them.
Here we are, Doctor.
I have nothing to say.
Incredible. What a fantastical situation to be in. Hey, some of the guns have gone. Sitting on top of our heads, on the spaceship. So that was the idea. You were going to open the hatch for them.
I have nothing to say.
Okay. Jet, I hope you get to that city. Get those watch glasses and get back here fast. Sam, you suddenly thinking what I am to be still thinking, because I've been thinking of it for some moments, and I am still thinking about it at this present moment, which means it is on my mind.
Yes, Spaghetti. If they can get at her and command her to do things, why not us?
No, maybe not. It is because of the little woman, that Kit. That was how the contact was made, I hope. And they wait outside, and we wait in here. Jupiter, there's not much you can do either. You want to be turned to stone? I open the hatch. Sam, what if Kit doesn't win through?
Well, you can answer that question for yourself.
I know. And I don't want to answer it.
Right. There are the domes. And that's one of the entrances, yes. I can't see anyone around, but I won't if the astral beings have assumed their invisible shapes. Easy now, Jungle, easy. Okay, so we take a chance on it. And the entrance to the dome is there. It's open. Yes, right. Let's walk in and nerves alert just in case someone jumps me. At least I should be able to see the guns these beings use, huh? City inside this complex of domes, small houses, all domes shaped like balls and trees and birds and flowers. So this is the city of the true rulers of Armageddon, huh? What? One of the astral beings must be, I can't see him. I can't. All right. When he punches again, I grab him. All right, my friend. This is about the most ridiculous thing in the world. I've got you in a full Nelson lock, though, and even though I can't see you, I can feel you here close to me. Now, can you speak? Okay. Apply pressure. Come on, how many of the astral beings are in this place?
Only few.
I see. Where's your leader?
Nolan waits. A ship of Earthlings.
Uh-huh. And where are the vaults?
On the biggest building.
Good, that confirms what Kit told me. Okay, and just to make sure you don't interfere for too long. Right. I didn't see how far he went flying, but I know I connected. Okay. The main, the biggest building over there, and the vaults are under it. Okay. Up the stairs. Right. Now, where would the vaults be? Hang on, Jungle. Your sixth sense. Something behind you? Huh? To the right. Before they can fire again. Right. It would be a whole lot easier if I could see what I was fighting. Though I think I knocked that chap out. Yeah, I must have. And there's a gun lying on the floor. Okay. We may just have use for this, eh? To my left. Okay, fire back. Right, I got him. And how he missed me, the stars will never know. That's incredible. Another astral being who was invisible, but the stone gun has turned him into a human shape. Well, like a human, and in other words, the gun has robbed him of his invisibility. He's shaped like a human being, and let's check. Encased in stone. Well, chum, you're going to have to stay that way for a long while. There's nothing I can do for you till I get a counter gun. Right, now where can the vaults be? Let's work it out from deduction. Let's look at the floor. There must be something there, or a door leading from a room. Okay, we walk around and we search. Nothing there. Nothing doing. And Kit said... poor Kit. She said that 100 of her people are imprisoned in the vault as well. Okay. Hang on. In the center of the floor, in this fantastically large chamber. A kind of trapdoor. Okay, no time to waste. Put the gun down, open the trapdoor. There's no handle, huh? Get my fingers in here. Just open it up. Opening. Yeah. Anyone down there?
Push him! Hey!
Hey,
idiot that I am. I thought I heard footsteps, and they came right up behind me and pushed me down.
We were warned to expect you, Jet Jungle. Enjoy the creatures of the vault.
I think, Jet Jungle, you made a fair muck-up of that one. It must have fallen about, 10 or 15 meters. Lucky not to have broken my neck. Hello? Hello? Voice. Could it be the cat people? Hello! I can't hear what he's saying. Okay, we're in the dark, but we have to work in the dark. And I left my stone gun at the top. Charming. What did he say? We were warned to expect you, Jet Jungle. Nice. So Norrin and the astral beings, they must know I'm not in the spaceship, not in Project Far Star 1, or are they just taking no chances? Yes, maybe that. Hello! I'm Jet Jungle. I'm a friend of Ket. Hold on there. I'm coming up to you. A myriad masks of Mars. What was that? What else did that chap say? The one who came up behind me and shoved me down the pit. Enjoy the creatures of the vault, huh? No means of knowing what faces me. What kind of animal? I'll tell you something, Jupiter. This is the time when I could do with you right next to me. That noise doesn't seem to be getting any closer. Are you of the people of Ket?
We are the Ket people. Have you come to rescue us?
Yes. Can't see where I'm going, but... what kind of animal is between you and me?
You, whoever you are, beware of it. It is the Kralak. It has teeth, claws, and horns. It is mighty.
If only I could see the darn thing.
Yes, Black Cat peanut butter is made from pure, rich peanuts. It's packed with energy-giving goodness. And the taste? Well, children love it.
Black Cat peanut butter. It's the energy-giving sandwich bread. It's the greatest taste right next to bread. It's the one that helps you get ahead.
Claws and a horn! It's coming again! Okay, we fight!
Sir, you're a dog. What did you like about Dogmore dog food?
It's the gravy.
That's right. Dogmore balanced dog food. It's gravy coated.
Listen every night, Monday to Friday, to the adventures of Jet Jungle, the fittest man in the world. Project Firestar was brought to you by the makers of Black Cat Peanut Butter and Jungle Oats.